great comments I got from all of you about these vaccine passports. I know that this is an issue everyone's talking about, but, you know, for me, I just keep trying to figure this out. I feel like I'm having a debate with someone that says, you know, Evan, you can pour apple juice in your car and you get great mileage. And I said, no, you can't. Yeah, I know a guy. I'm like, yeah, I get, maybe there was some guy that can run his car on apple juice. I don't know. There's no data on that. Maybe there's one person, but, you know, this isn't a debate. But I don't like gasoline. I don't like batteries. I don't like electrical. Okay. Then don't get on the road with your little apple juice cart. Like, this is the vaccine. That vaccine certificates are going to say, you got to prove that you're vaccinated so we can get back to real life. The greatest number of people. If you have an irrational fear of them, you're going to have, if you have a medical reason, I get it. You should get an exemption. But if you just have an irrational fear of vaccines and some misunderstanding of how freedom actually works in a civil society, and you have never read the charter and you don't understand anything about reasonable limits, and I guess you're out there protesting speed limits and seat belts and all sorts of other restrictions on your perfect freedom that has never existed in any civil society, okay, have at her. But you ain't holding back the world. Colin DeMello is CTV's Queen's Park Bureau Chief, and Ontario's finally on the vaccine. They've rolled out their vaccine passport. I know there was a reluctance, Colin, but what was? Let's just get there. Doug Ford didn't want to do it. He keeps saying, okay, but he's doing it. What finally, you know, pushed him over the line on this?
Well, the Premier acknowledged it himself, Evan. Today he said it was the business community. He heard from the Ontario Chamber of Commerce and a number of other business groups who had said, listen, if it's vaccine passports or shutting down during the fourth wave, we would prefer the vaccine passports to keep us open. I mean, this is obviously not the panacea. This doesn't end the pandemic. I mean, there are cases that are still going to be spreading, but they said at least keep us open during the fourth wave. And that was what seemed to convince a very reluctant premier to actually get on board with this. But one thing that's interesting to note, on the first day that the vaccine passports take effect in Ontario, the premier is already looking towards the end of the program. I mean, he's saying in no uncertain terms, you know, we will lift the vaccine passport requirements as soon as it's no longer necessary. He said it will not last one additional day than we need it to last. But the question is what are the parameters then? What are the conditions needed to actually lift them? And that is the one answer that the one question that the premier simply will not answer.
Yeah, but a sunset clause is not terrible. I mean, we don't know what's going to trigger the sunset, but at least there's a sense that, you know, okay, you know, the government vaccine passport is going to have an end date. That seems rational, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the premier is, I think, trying to make this as appealing as possible to a lot of people, right? For the people who say vaccine passports are necessary, well, here they are. They are they're there and available for you. For the people who say, I don't want a vaccine passport, this is infringing on my civil liberties, he's also acknowledging it. He says, I understand how you feel, and that's why he's making it clear this is not going to be our forever. This is going to be a temporary measure until it's no longer necessary.
So let's talk about this, because I don't even know how many people are against this. The business communities for this, most parents who are sending their kids to school want to make sure they want to get their kids vaccinated, you know. Anecdotally, you talk to anybody who's working at an airport, they'd like everybody to be double vaxxed. What exactly will be required here? Like, let's say, what do you need these vaccine passports and how do you get one?
So there are a number of ways. One, you can actually just go to the provincial vaccine booking website, and that will allow you to either do one of two things, either book a vaccine or download your vaccine receipt. Once you download that, you can just, you know, keep a hard copy with you, or you could keep it on your phone, show that plus your driver's license, and you can get in. This is only going to apply to non-essential businesses. So, you know, going to the grocery store, pharmacy, et cetera, that is still, you know, you can still be unvaccinated and access those services.
And by the way, that's totally understandable. God forbid right. You ever had say, I couldn't get my food. No, I get that.
Absolutely. There are some exemptions, though. I mean, you can go to, so you will have to be vaccinated to dine indoors, to go inside of a gym, to go to a movie, a concert, you know, even to go to like a theater show. You will have to be fully vaccinated. But there are a lot of exemptions that the province kind of said these kind of make sense. So, for instance, you can go place an order at a restaurant or pick up your order, and you don't have to be vaccinated. You could go use the washroom inside of a restaurant if you're eating on the patio, because you don't have to be vaccinated to eat on the patio. But there are some that, you know, don't make sense. So, for instance, if you're going to a gym where, you know, the risk, according to provincial officials, is high, if you're going to a gym and you're working out, you have to be vaccinated in Ontario. But your trainer does not have to be vaccinated. So that kind of a nuance is what some critics are saying doesn't make sense and the province should eliminate.
Okay. Is there any pushback here?
So we're not hearing a lot of, like, any official group pushing back, other than, you know, the business community saying, if you're going to bring in the vaccine passport, at least lift capacity limits on businesses. But, you know, I would suggest to you that the pushback would probably be very quiet, or perhaps, you know, in one-on-one interactions. Keep in mind, so when they announced vaccine passports would take effect on September 22nd, they made that announcement on the 1st of September. In those, you know, 21 days, there were about 125,000 people who went to go get vaccinated. Oh, actually, sorry, I have the number. It's 295,000 people who went to go get vaccinated. And that's their first dose. So it actually worked to convince some people who are reluctant to get off the sidelines to get their vaccine. But there are still 1.9 million Ontarians, 12 plus, who are eligible, who have yet to get their first dose. So we don't know what it will take to convince those people to get their first dose, but this is obviously, you know, targeted at them, trying to get them into a vaccine clinic.
Yeah. It's just so interesting, Colin. I wonder what the polling is like on this. I just, you know, when the United States says you need a proof of vax to travel, when Quebec has it, when BC has it, like, at what point does this become an issue where people are crying about it and screaming about it and worried about it until it just becomes normal? And again, the caveat is, one, there should be exemptions for people with medical conditions. Number two, I really do believe that the sunset clause is really important. There should be a... Now, you're right. We should have a better understanding of what the sunset clause is, right? So we can have some real accountability. I think that's a key issue, right?
Well, I think that's where you get greater buy-in, right? I mean, if people understand, if people who are uncomfortable with this idea understand that there is going to be some kind of an end to it and understand what it would take to get there. I mean, we don't know the when, right? Because if you look at masking as an example, we don't know when we could be in a position where masks are no longer required. And, you know, we don't want to be in a position of removing the requirement and then reimposing it. And so I think the province doesn't want to be in that position either. They don't want to, you know, button themselves into certain parameters, because then we will be watching those parameters.
Yeah, exactly, closely. Of course.
And once we achieve it, then the question is, well, why haven't we lifted it just yet? So I don't know if the province wants to kind of paint themselves into a corner, but at the same time, for people who are reluctant and want to know all of the answers before they say, okay, I'll do this, you know, giving them that answer and not just saying there could be some, you know, a wind down period at some point in the future, might get them on board with a divisive, as the premier calls it, a divisive policy.
Before I let you go, any thoughts on the federal election and what played out in the province of Ontario?
Well, so it's going to be really interesting. You know, Ontario has this unique history of electing contrasting governments, right? If there's a Liberal government provincially, you know, when we had Dalton McGuinty and Kathleen Wynne, it was Stephen Harper federally. And then as soon as Justin Trudeau came in, we got Doug Ford here provincially. So I think, you know, the progressive conservatives, I spoke to a cabinet minister one day who said to me, you know, clearly, he said, the worst case scenario for us would have been an O'Toole majority.
Interesting.
And the best case scenario is actually a Liberal minority, because it gives the premier this ability to be kind of like a strong man in the face of a weaker federal government and elicit more out of the federal government. So
they got what they wanted. Guess what? Yeah. The message from voters, get back to work. They did. And let's see if they actually get some work. Colin DeMello, CTV's Queen's Park Bureau Chief. Awesome work as always, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Evan.